The scripture reading is 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sin, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has seen him or knows him. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 9,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, and local sanctuary members, and those who are attending this service through satellites and the internet, and GCN TV viewers, Manmin TV viewers. This is the 23rd session on the 1 John lecture series. Continuing from the last session, I'll talk about the justice of God. The 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 writes, "Everyone who practices sin also practices lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness." As written, those who commit sins and practice lawlessness will be judged according to justice. But when the punishments do come according to the justice, they appear in different forms. The rules of justice are applied in so many different ways by taking into consideration the different individual situations and conditions, such as a person's heart, environment, and measure of faith. Do you understand what I'm saying? Depending on each individual situation and individual's heart and environment, they all have different heart. So their heart, environment, and measure of faith are all different. So according to these conditions, the rules of justice are applied differently. So even if they committed the same sin, depending on their measure of faith, the punishments can vary. Okay? You know, when people reach the fourth level, they do not commit sin. So depending on their levels of faith, the rules of justice that which is applied can also be different. The rules of justice, moreover, some people receive trials and punishments not just for their own sins, but also for the evil deeds that have been accumulated by their ancestors or parents. In addition, let's say between husband and wife, and parents and children, chances are that they are connected through spiritual strings. So the evil deeds of the parents may become a retribution for the children. Or a wife can suffer because of husband, or husband can suffer because of wife. Among them, there are people who stand against God directly by idolatry or sorceries, or they don't stand against God directly, but they pile up so much evil against other people. Some people face greater interferences from Satan in the process of accepting the Lord. Even after accepting the Lord, they still may face interference as they come to understand the truth and increase their spiritual faith. Let's say their ancestors worshipped idols severely. It was a severe idolatry. So depending on how severe it was, the retribution can be different on their descendants. Some people, you know, stand against God lightly, but some others, you know, is so grave, right? So even after the descendants accepted the Lord, the retribution may come. So they may face interference as they come to understand the truth and increase their spiritual faith. because Satan made them in a fall asleep during worship service. They try hard. They try all means not to fall asleep, but Satan and the devil try all means. So it happens because of such things. And Satan works so that they cannot understand what's happening. For example, suppose a certain person whose ancestors accumulated a significant evilness listen to the holiness gospel and are touched by it, thinking it is good. But he cannot easily cultivate that goodness in him. He tries hard praying, fasting, working for God's kingdom, and learning the word. But the speed of his changing is slow. Say, his parents are so of goodness. They love God. Then their child, is good, growing up good. And they can easily enter the level of spirit, or they may be very close to spirit if their parents are good. Let me give you a more example. Say, the president of Men's Mission and Women's Mission, their son and daughter, the son had to undergo trials and refinements, but he repented early and he came into the boundary of God the Father already. So I heard a lot about him. And he has many friends and the people who knew about him, right? And they told me about him. And he was the number one. Nobody could do anything in his area. He was the kind of a boss, okay? And then when he was in middle school and high school, he was the number one. He was the boss, with his fist, okay? So today, I heard something else. He was not in just the boss in a school. He was the boss of the all the schools in his area. But you know what? Father God made him repent so that he can have leadership. So Father God made him undergo such refinements. But his parents, the faith of his parents, affected their son and daughter. I went to a restaurant last time. And the boss of the restaurant was surprised because about 120 performing arts committee members went there. And then that son appeared. He is like about 7 feet tall, right? And he's big, right? He's tall. He's good looking, I think. But he's changed. And he knows only about God. He doesn't get married. He made a resolution not to get married. And he's running his race of faith with joy. And he's learning massage right now. Because he wants to do a massage me whenever I got time. And what about the daughter? She already entered the level of spirit. She is in the beginning age of the spirit. She's just 21. But she has already entered the spirit. So depending on the faith, the levels of faith of the parents, it affected their children. So even though she is 21, she has entered the spirit. Now, what about those of you who are 40 in 40s and 50s in this church? What are you going to do? So let me make another example.
Joel
Elder Ilgwon Cho. Senior Deacon is Hak Sun Seo, his wife. The elder and the senior deacon is of good, they are of goodness and they run, they have good faith. The elder Cho used to have in the greed in his heart. And he wanted to earn more. So he had to undergo refinements for years. Even though he underwent such long refinements for years, he used to earn like $20,000. But you know, because he wanted to earn more, he sold here his house, and but you know, the business went wrong. So his entire family underwent the severe refinements. What if other families underwent such refinements? All family members got irritated in his heart, and you know, because things didn't go right. You know, they maybe try to become patient to each other, but you know, it wouldn't last long, right? They would speak ill of others, each other, and then they might argue, but. The elder and senior deaconess, even though they were under severe financial trials and refinements, they didn't argue at all. And their son and daughter, they couldn't even pay for the tuition of their son and daughter. But their son and daughter earned by themselves what they used to enjoy a rich life. But when the entire family had the financial problem, they didn't grudge against the situation, but they earned themselves to go to university. And I asked the son and daughter whether they have seen their parents argue each other. They said they have never argued. They have never seen it. And each family member didn't argue with any other. So they studied so hard. So, raise your hand if your family is like this. So that's why their daughter enters the spirit. I thought she entered the spirit. So I asked God, and then Father God said, she is short of one thing. Because she didn't undergo trials. She didn't undergo refinement. She has a little bit short of love. Because she grew up without refinements. She received so much love, so she can give love. But the scope of her love is not rich compared to her father and mother. She has to have bigger vessel, but her vessel is kind of small. So that's why she cannot enter the level of spirit yet. Otherwise, she already entered the spirit. So there are some people who didn't realize what has been, catching their, catch at them, and then drawing back, not stopping them from entering the level of spirit. But once they realize it, they will easily can enter the spirit. If their parents have good faith, if their living environment was good, it affected their children. And we have several families like that. So, when I find those, people who are close to spirit or who already entered the spirit, I can find their parents have good faith. In the third century, worship team, hallelujah. In our power worship team, There are two sisters who are close to the level of spirit. They're about to enter the level of spirit for now, Father God said. And then others are ready to enter the level of spirit. And then one of the sisters, her mother is a district leader and she is so faithful to her duty. And another sister, her mother is a senior deaconess. She is enthusiastic in preaching the gospel. And she has an elder sister, and her mother has another sister, and then that, you know it must be end to the sister of the power worship team anyway. So they, you know, pray so hard during the Daniel prayer meeting, fervently. So I look at her, but she doesn't open her eyes. She doesn't look around. She just prays fervently. But, you know, some people, you know, open their eyes and look around. They do not give the prayer from the depths, but she was giving a prayer of depth. So their children didn't befriend the world, but then became close to the level of spirit. So the one of the sister, her mother came to me. So I asked her, how you raised your sister, your daughter, well. And she felt kind of embarrassed. And I asked her whether she was good when she was a kid. And she said she couldn't even come close to boys. She didn't like it at all, even though she was quite popular among boys. So she didn't befriend the world. She grew up pure and blameless. That's why she can be used for Father God's kingdom like that. And then she is right before the door of the Spirit. So we have many who are very close to the level of Spirit. So our Levi workers and servants of God and elders, I hope there are many who are close to the level of Spirit. In 20s, there are so many who are close to the Spirit. And I believe high school and middle school students, they will be close to spirit too. Amen. Huh? Thank you. Our middle school students and high school students, they obey well. They just obey. Since they obey, it can happen. Our performing arts committee members, they're not what they used to be. They just obey if I say something. If I say do it, then they do it. If I say get rid of it, they get rid of it. Even if I talk to someone, the entire team that obeys it. So if I just touch them like just once or twice a year, then just they grow up. Now, servants of God. I'm sorry, you know, mentioning the servants of God and elders. Please, if you obeyed, then you would come close to the level of Holy Spirit. You would go out to the world with the handkerchief, and when people, tens of thousands of people gathered, you made them see the work of God. But what is happening now? I'm sorry to mention this before all the congregation, but there are still people who don't realize it, who don't realize what's happening, who don't realize what their fault was. Well, they have to make a decision not to hear this kind of, you know, the thing. So during the group leaders meeting, group leaders seminar, please make a resolution not to repeat what you did before. But some of you may say, you know, well, senior pastor mentioned about this again before the congregation, then you are very far from the rock of salvation, rock of faith. You judge your senior pastor. You are not even close to the second level of faith. So he tries hard praying, fasting, working for God's kingdom and learning the word, but the speed of his changing is slow. It's because he cannot deeply realize or imprint in his heart the value of goodness. Let me give you an allegory. When you spray water on different kinds of paper, they observe the water in different ways. Tissue paper or rice paper observe even little drops of water very quickly and hold them deeply. But some other types of paper do not observe any water. The water stays on the surface and just rolls around. In much the same way, when people feel goodness, they sense, realize, and engrave the value of truth, love, and grace differently in their hearts. According to the ancestral influence, it is like their heart. It is covered with thick leather or skin. So it is difficult for them to feel or engrave the truth deep in their hearts. When they commit sins and repent, they might regret and acknowledge that they were evil when they learned the truth. But they don't really understand deep in their heart how evil such sins are and how much God hates those sins. So they cannot really repent from the depths of their hearts. I had my own those who repented last year. There is a husband and wife. From the beginning till the end, during the Daniel prayer meeting, they pray with tears. Sometimes I feel sorry for them. They pray with tears. They pray in tears. Whenever they see me, they say, thank you. Thank you, senior pastor. Thank you for changing me. Thank you for helping me realize. So whenever they see me, they say thank you. And when they pray in tears. So there is such a husband and wife. But there are some others. They repent. They repent of the sin that caused the harm to others. They repent again and again. Father God, because of me, my friend committed sin together. Father, please help him. Help him not get sick. Help him get out of it. He prays like that. In other cases, upon the evil that is stored up from their ancestors, they themselves harden their hearts for a long period of time. They don't have any willingness to repent, so there is no effective punishment for them. They think they are leading a diligent Christian life, but God has turned his face away from them. I explained many cases in the previous sessions. But in any case, the important thing is your own mindset and actions. If you are tied by spiritual cord, to break the cord is to go into spirit. Ezekiel 18 verses 18 and 19 and 20 says, yet you say, why should the son not bear the punishment for the father's iniquity? When the son has practiced justice and righteousness and has observed all my statutes and done them, he shall surely live. The person who sins will die. The son will not bear the punishment for the father's iniquity, nor will the father bear the punishment for the son's iniquity. The righteousness of the righteous will be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked will be upon himself. So, if you live life of goodness, then you will not affect from your ancestors. It is the same between husband and wife. Now, why are they connected with the spiritual cord? Depending on their effort, they can cut it out. But you know what? I cannot help it from this altar. Let's say the husband does not live by the word of God, so wife suffers. Then there is a way to cut it out, to cut the cord, spiritual attachment. Because if you hear it, it might be merciless. But if someone is not living by the word of God, then you have to cut it out, cut it off. That's how our Lord did. The Virgin Mary and the sons of his mother came. So the disciples of the Lord said, your mother came. So the Lord didn't go out to welcome Virgin Mary. He didn't do so. What did he say? Who is my mother? Who is my brothers? Only those who live by the will of God If they don't live by the will of God, they have nothing to do with me. His disciples wanted to go to his father's funeral. He asked the Lord. Did the Lord say, okay, go ahead and help the funeral? No. Let the dead take care of the dead. The job of the dead. That's what the Lord did. But follow me. The alive, follow me. Well, it might hurt and cruel, but it is the truth. Well, if I teach the way our Lord, if I teach like this, then some people leave this church. But this is the truth. If you know the truth, if you truly love God, if you understand the law of God, then you have to keep the law of God. Because what Father God teaches is goodness itself. He does not teach anything wrong. So that's why you have to follow it and you have to keep it. In order not to worship the idols, in order not to follow the way of Satan, that's what our Lord says. So, if many of you enter the level of spirit, then I may be able to speak many things that I cannot speak now. So, the wickedness of the wicked will be upon himself. Even if the ancestors practiced evil, you'll not be bound by your ancestors' sins if you store up goodness and go into spirit. So, if you pile up goodness and spirit, the goodness and truth, and you can go into spirit. But Satan, the enemy devil, and Satan, you know, stops you from entering the level of spirit. You know, they make you feel tired and then fall asleep. And usually, they are from the ancestors who worship the idols severely. But some people do not fall asleep. If their heart is steadfast and they have power to overcome, they can control, then they can easily cut off from that string attachment. But otherwise, it will last long. On the other hand, if you continuously accumulate evil, you will receive punishment for your sins no matter how much goodness your ancestors are accumulated. It means it's all up to how you make up your mind and try. So you don't need to put blame on your parents. Because of my parents, I'm living like this. Well, it's up to you. Don't say that. Even if you're born in a poor family, regardless of the poverty, if you study hard, in the library, if you cannot afford books, you can do it. And you can study well. You don't need to put blame on others. I myself blamed on others before I accepted the Lord. But now, I don't do that. I'd rather give thanks to them. I used to blame on them. Because of them, I lived like that. But after I accepted the Lord, I am able to give thanks to them. Additionally, in this church is the power of the original light that is working to drive away the kind of darkness. So, after receiving these aurora lights, I experienced many amazing things. Recently, someone sincerely, desperately asked me something. Give a counseling. Then he changed instantly. He was out of touch. He went too far. And his family suffered because of him. He couldn't get a job. But once I called him and touched him, he changed instantly, completely. He was changing while he was talking. Then I heard his family said they saw something coming out of his head when he was talking to me. So he stopped befriending the world instantly. And he was regretting, why did I live like this? Since the darkness left him, he came back to himself. The himself, who used to be good. I could sense his goodness. So he came back to himself, and he realized, he's wondering why he lived like that before. So he fasted many times to cut himself off from the world. Well, he couldn't make it. But after the conversation, he completely changed. So after the Daniel prayer meeting, he comes to my house and stay up all night to see me in the morning of Sunday. So such people, such a man like that, quite many appeared. There are more than that. There are quite many in this church. Many people appeared like him. They befriended the world for years, but after the conversation, they changed. And they repented from the depths of their hearts. And they changed their mind, and they made a mind to live only for Father God. So you can see how powerfully the aura lights work. If you try to open your heart, then it enters and it changes your heart. And I gave him the word, and the Father God gave him the word about the aura light. Even if the evil man can be changed in his heart if you say something. But don't ask me to tell your husband something. Don't ask me to do that. Father God can change everybody. But according to justice, Father God doesn't do that. If you believe with true heart and ask for God's grace and strength while practicing the truth with humble heart, God will surely give you answers and blessings. It is the same for those who committed grave sins and were forgiven by God's grace. You are forgiven of your sins, but for you to recover the grace you had, lead a spirit-filled Christian life and go into spirit-like before the commission of sins, you have to try hard. Even if you repented, Satan might try to shake you from moment to moment. He may try to cause doubts in you and make you think, have I really been forgiven? Or he may try to take away the fullness of spirit or even tempt you to commit sins again. To drive away those temptations and but stand firm, you need to try to bear yourself into submission to make it obedient to the Spirit and to dwell in the truth. You have to recover the grace of God and quickly go into spirit through more fervent prayers and fasting. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God's justice is very delicate and complicated, but it can never go wrong or be mistaken. So the justice of God, I mean, to understand some degree, it is difficult. Even if you are a great worker, you cannot understand it well. But still, you have to understand it one by one to become a great worker in this church. You have to understand it. You have to understand justice of God one by one. The Bible does not teach you in every detail. So you have to learn one by one, case by case. Why doesn't he change even if he receives the word, even if he receives the word revelation of God? Why is the child not healed even though he didn't commit any sin? And his parents seem to live a proper Christian life. Well, you have to know the justice to solve the problem. So our servants of God have many things to do. But if you do it as you do now, you cannot make it. Unless you come into the level of spirit, you cannot make it. Once you have to come to the level of spirit, you can understand the will of God and you can change people that you visit. Otherwise, it will become a fleshly visit and it cannot change people. Many people register to this church, but they have to change after registration, but they don't. Well, once they register to our church, you made a spiritual visit to them so that they can change easily. So you have to make them come to the second or third level of faith in just a few months. But if you make a fleshly faith, you know what? Then they just grow up by themselves. So it is the job for the servant of God. The college mission members and high school students and high school students, it is easy to change them. One is district leader, one is, you know, I mean, the parents are good leaders of the church. But there's daughters are far ahead of the mother. The daughters are far ahead of the mother. Spiritually. The mother lived in the church for many years, but her daughters, you know, born in this church, now the daughters are far ahead of the mother. They are surpassing their mother in a spiritual sense. Why is that? The parents grew up in the world and they made input of many untruth. They cast off many of them and so they are very close to the spirit. But the daughters, they didn't need to do the, because they grew up in goodness. They didn't befriend the world. They didn't have much to get rid of. They just couldn't enter the level of spirit because they didn't realize what they were sure of. So they lived in goodness. They don't have much evil in their hearts. They just have just a little, if they have. So once I touch them, they can easily get rid of it. They cut themselves off from the worldly things right away. I don't need to talk to them many times. I just talked to them a couple of times. I just appointed one, but she got rid of all other things attached to it. So she said she came to hate many others. She didn't quit it by force. She naturally came to hate them from her heart. So she was close to the level of spirit. She was able to recognize what she was missing. So after I pointed it, she entered the spirit. So even though the parents lived the Christian lives in this church for a long time, their daughters are surpassing the mother. Why? Because they were not stained by the world, by the sin, by the evil. So, you should understand how helpful it is not to commit sin. If you commit sin and live as a Christian, it is a great loss. If you grew up without committing sin, it is great help. So, I'm looking for those who grew up without committing sins. I haven't found much. I just found a dozen. I have to find more. But we need more and more servants of God. We need hundreds of servants of God. You know, why not just have a plan for a couple of years later? We need more. We cannot do our job because we don't have many servants of God. We cannot set up branch churches. Not only in the foreign countries, but also in this country. So, I'm looking for those who haven't committed sin when they grew up. I'm looking for those people. Why? Because only such people can enter the Spirit quickly, and they can obey well. They can enter the Spirit. They love Father God, since they love God most. And they will grow up, and they will become spiritual warriors, and they will work greatly. Well, if you are not one of them, don't be disappointed. It's up to you. Once you make a resolution, and depending on how you make up your mind, it can be different. Let's say you made an input of wrong things and untruth. And just as you understand, as you listen to the Word of God, make a resolution to get rid of it. Don't just try to get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Put it into practice right away. Do not make an effort. You can make an effort for months or years. So don't make an effort. Someone came to me and he said, I'm trying hard to get rid of it. Well, I told him, just making an effort is not enough. When can you get rid of it? Once you know you have to get rid of it, then get rid of it. Well, novice believers, those who are in the first or second level of faith, well, they have to try. But those who are close to Spirit, who are about to enter the Spirit, they have to get rid of it right away once they realize it. So there are certain things that you cannot obey well, like arrogance, pride. I mean, if you don't get rid of them, you cannot enter the Spirit. You have to become a spiritual kid. You should not get rid of pride. It is between you and Father God. If Father God is pleased, all you have to do is just please God to enter the level of Spirit. You don't need to, you know, take a look around. It's between you and God. You don't need to worry about what others think about you. You don't need to read others' faces. All you have to do is just as you listen to the Word of God, you just obey and get rid of it. Just do what Father God tells you to do. So the justice of God is delicate and precise. The things that people do in secret, or even the things that they say and do and forget about, all become part of the basis for the judgment. So you cannot make an excuse, okay? I committed the sin because I didn't know it is a sin. I committed such a sin without knowing it is a sin. What would our Lord say? Since you committed sin because you didn't know it was sin, so don't commit the sin. Well, did our Lord say that? No. It is a sin. Even if you didn't know it is a sin. But if you commit the sin, even though you know it is a sin, it is more serious. It is graver. But even if you commit a sin without knowing it is sin, it is a still sin. A driver violated traffic regulation. He ran his car in 120 kilometers per hour. So he was caught by a patrol. So you say, well, I was so busy and I couldn't remember the speed limit on this way is 100 kilometers per hour. So I'm sorry. Do you think you can be forgiven? No way. You have to pay the fine. The time and methods are different, but certainly further blessings are given when we practice the truth. And fruit of curses are the result of practicing lawlessness. Also, God will answer to whatever you pray and ask by faith. Elders, Of course, you know, I don't have time to have a meeting with you, but, well, you need to show your passion to have a meeting with me. And I don't have time either. So anyway. Anyway, if there is a chance to have a meeting with you, then don't just having meal. You have to ask these kind of questions. If you are stuck in your Christian life, let's say, why you don't receive blessings? Ask me, then I will teach you. Then it will benefit others too. Many others will understand from what I'm saying. Ah, I am stuck. I don't receive blessings. But in my, what senior pastor helps me get, you know, got out of it. But you just have meal and you don't ask me anything. So let's say, Father God says He will answer. But even though I pray fervently during Daniel prayer meeting, please make me realize what's wrong with me. Then I will help you understand. But problem is, you don't ask me because of your pride. If I ask this question, some, you know, while others know that, you know, I know already this. Well, because of that pride, you do not progress. You do not make a progress. Father God says, you have to cry out in your prayer. I'm saying, yeah, Pastor, since I'm the elder, why do you, point me in front of others? And a senior pastor, because, since I'm the elder, I don't want to ask you this kind of silly looking question. Well, our Lord prayed until his drop fell to the ground as if blood drops. Our Lord didn't have pride nor arrogance. He was like a kid. He just obeyed the word of God 100%. He didn't use any his thought. So if you realize things like this, then you can change yourself. Then you have to break your pride. But if you keep it, then you don't need to ask me those questions if you are not ready to obey. Once you understand it, then you have to get rid of it. Well, then if you are such people, then I will point you out many times. But even though I point you, so for years you didn't change. But you do not make a progress. You have to make a progress spiritually. Why? Because you do not obey. If you ask by faith, but there is no answer, it means there is a problem that has to be resolved, or there is a special plan of God. In my ministry, I have seen so many kinds of cases with regard to the diverse application of God's justice. And each case, I asked God, what is happening? Father God, please explain to me why it happened this way. Why you work this way, but you work the other way on other cases. I asked God all the time. I didn't skip them. Because I acknowledge God in all cases. Everything is under the control of God. When Father God helps, the impossible will become possible. So I accepted everything and asked God's explanation. I prayed to God, and I got the answer from God. And Father God explained to me, this happens because of this. So I could understand the different application of God's justice, not 100% though, but almost close to 100% I understand them all. Every time I prayed to God with all my strength to solve the problem of the church members who were suffering. Well, without knowing the cause of the problem, how can I solve the problem? So that's why I asked God, and I was explained, and so many, servants of God, is about to enter that level. they know they can teach and they can point. There are servants of God who can do this. There are workers who can do that too. Sometimes I am amazed. Of course, there are many who deliver messages well, messages better than I do. There are servants of God who are good. There are many servants of God. So, and I am so proud of them. Each time, God let me know the deep rules of justice one by one. Whenever I pray, when I preached what God had let me know, God opened the way for them if they listened, obeyed God. So, communication with God, it was not difficult. Just like Prophet Samuel, Moses, and King David, whenever I prayed, Father God gave me answer. Before the battlefield, David didn't hang on to God for days. King Saul was pursuing him right behind him. Now, did he have to pray for days? He received the answer right away when he asked God. Father God, Saul is right behind me. What should I do? Should I run away or should I fight back? But Father God should give him the right answer right away. But what if the answer comes late? So Father God gave him the answer right away. Elijah, Prophet Samuel, they were all the same. What about me? I received the answer right away. That's why, I don't have any difficulties understanding them. There was no delay. So I am so thankful. In 1980s, I couldn't receive God's communication. I had to pray a day or two. But nowadays, I pray and I receive answers right away. So I don't feel amazed. When I preached, I hope you will also keep in mind all the rules of justice as you hear them. So whenever I make an example, make a good use of it. And this kind of case can be applied to the same environment, same situation. If you understand this well, it will greatly help you. Then you will also be able to see the way to receive answers and blessings. You will gain the wisdom and strength to lead the souls in your charge. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may ask by faith and store up goodness upon goodness with an unchanging attitude so that you can dwell in the blessings of God. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you for your love and grace. Father God, let this message that they heard become faith and life in them. Father God, please work on them. Let them understand clearly about the justice of God. And Father God works by justice. Father God, please let us follow your will and desire and let us learn, let us run the good race of faith. And let there be no work that we cannot receive answer. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Well, it is easy to understand the Word of God, right? It's easy to understand. Because I make you all kinds of examples for you to understand it better. A few months later, do you think it's going to be easy still? Sometimes I receive letters asking for prayers for the matter that they cannot receive answer. Some people are in a situation that they cannot receive answer, but they still write me letters. When I read their letters, those letters are full of evil. So how can they expect to receive answer? They criticize others, they put blame on others. So they are in the condition that they cannot receive answer. But they ask me to pray still. So my heart is burning for them, even though they lived as a Christian for long years. Let's say, I explained to you how you can receive answer, how easily and how quickly and how slowly you can receive answer. I made an example. Do you remember what I said? A couple of minutes passed, so you don't remember what I said. A son got in a car accident. Do you remember what I said?
Okay.
So once you hear something, then you have to put it in your heart. You have to understand, enemy, devil, and Satan works like this. I can receive answer quickly or I can receive answer later. But depending on what I do, I can receive answer quickly or I can receive it slowly. So, let's say, they have to repent and they have to pile up goodness, but they put blame on others. You know, why you don't worry about the other people who are suffering because of your own son? But you sent me a letter about your son. Because of him, others are suffering. It is against justice. So I feel sorry. I mean, how they are living their Christian lives. They have to put goodness in their letters, but they put evil in their letters. Now, how can I pray for such letters? You listen to me all the time, but people do not realize. People don't understand. That's why people do not change. Even if you're elders, even if you're senior deaconesses, unless you change your heart into goodness, unless you stand on the rock of faith, I cannot pray for your answer. So once you stand on the rock of faith, you can give prayer of goodness because your heart is not evil. Once you stand on the rock of faith, not much evil left in your heart. It's unrecognizable. That's why you stand on the rock of faith. So once you stand on that kind of rock, then you will have no evil, no hatred, no jealousy. Then you are ready to die martyrdom for Father God's kingdom and for the church. So you gotta have that kind of level of faith to die a martyrdom. Let's say you have craftiness and changing heart, then you cannot die a martyrdom. Because right now you think you can die as a martyrdom. But when you are threatened, actually, before your eyes, you know, I will kill you if you don't deny the Lord. Then you will change your heart. But those who stand on the rock of faith will not change their hearts. They just have steadfast heart. So they have faith to die as martyrdom. But without other than that level, the people just confess with their lips only. Once they are put in a situation, they cannot die as martyrdom. So, you have to check what kind of heart you have. So you have to see whether you have craftiness and arrogance. I'm not sure if I ask you to raise your hand if you have such one. Some people do not even know their hearts. Well, it's easy to see your heart. Say, Friday, I will come to Friday service. Especially, I will come to Friday service. You didn't think of not going to Friday service. Now, you met a close friend. And the friend said, well, it's been a long time. I earned a lot from my business. And you helped me a lot when I was in school. You helped me so that, you know, I could graduate and I earned much. I never forgot the grace that you showed me. So I am successful as I am now. Now what should I do for you? I always have wanted to help you. But I have money in my bank account. So I will withdraw money on Friday. And I will, you know, buy you things. I want to talk about the past between you and me. We want to talk about it. Let's talk about it. And you know what? I will pay you the grace that you showed to me. So I will give you millions of dollars. Let's say your friend said so. Now, can you come to the Friday online service? You made a decision to come to Friday service, but he wants to have a meeting with you on Friday at night. Now, can you come to Friday service? Can you give up the millions of dollars? She has to go out to other country. Now, can you come to Friday service? Or can you just miss the one-time service, since Father God knows what's happening to you, and you had fun with your friends, and get, you know, millions of dollars, and come back home? Will you do that? And you have crafty heart. You decided to go to Friday service before God. But because of the couple of million dollars, you change your mind. So once you have to enter the level of spirit, then you will not have such a thinking that the person has. I mean, you will not have any thinking like that. I mean, if you can keep your heart, then Father God will trust you. The Father God can entrust you with any jobs. That it is very important. If you get the Father God's trust, then it is so important. His power cannot be given to anybody. You cannot give, you know, a sharp sword to a kid because it can hurt himself. And it will, you know, it will not be used to give glory to God. But Father God can give that to those who stand on the right, I mean, who enter the level of spirit. So I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body and infirmities of your body. Father God, please lay your hands on these people. From head to toe in every intestines and organs, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them become good, in good health for both spirit and body. Father, please work on them, transcending space and time. Pastor Ryu Sung-gil of Japan is going to lead the handkerchief prayer meeting in Idamamin Church. Missionary Ung Chi of Russia, bless him to get the permanent residency. Bless Wang Wei-sha to be healed of herniated neck disc with the spine problem, a depression, and a hemorrhage. And bless her daughter to be healed of skin troubles and athlete's foot. Bless Ma Shorin to be healed of skin disease. Bless Wu Guo-chin to be healed of the trembling hands and arthritis on the left side, and to solve all the family-related problem, and to be disconnected from the spiritual strings from their ancestors. Bless Chu Gui Fang. Father God, please forgive him to do a sorcery, to do abortion. Let him worship God in spirit and truth. Please Lee Wei to repent of idolatry. Bless Quan Ri Chen to have all the procedures go well to go to hospital. Bless Kim Hyung-hwa to rent a business at a reasonable price. Bless Kim Tae-hyun to get the college entrance exam well. Bless Yan Mei Hui to pay the debt. Father God, please bless them so that they can hear well, see well, speak well. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. All depression go away. High blood pressure, low blood pressure go away. Skin disease go away. Be cleansed. All the pains go away. Darkness and pains go away. Be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father God, thank you. Please let them both in good health, both spirit and body. Father God, thank you. Please work on those people. Father God, Father God, please help him to solve, help them to solve all the problems. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.